This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Friday is a time with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond. Not at home, I believe, out in KZN.
Good morning, Brad. I'm at a youth conference in KwaZulu-Natal with over 6,000 young people gathered together. Tremendous experience, phenomenal hunger for the Word of God, and what a privilege to be here at Kwasi Sibanye Mission in KwaZulu. But the scripture in Colossians 2 verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." And the problem is most Christians tend to see the world in bits and pieces instead of the whole picture. And many churchgoers feel like Christians in their heart, but think like humanists in their minds. And one of the evidences we've got of this is that of young people who come from Christian church-going homes, within 3 years of attending university, they tend to stop attending church. And so if any army lost 75% of their men, that's not a defeat. That's a catastrophic disaster. Many of our young people are not being well prepared for the secular environment of the workplace or the very hostile anti-Christian environments of many universities. And it's so important that we understand the times and know what God's people should do. And growing out of our missions, 43 years of boots on the ground, first-hand experiences in the war zones and the conflict areas of this world, we have seen the need to call Christians back to the whole counsel of God and to understand the world war of worldviews raging in our world today, the clash of civilizations, the culture war, the battle for the mind, to train world changers who will not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds, so that we can effectively make disciples of all nations and teach obedience to all things that the Lord has commanded. And I well remember years ago at a Biblical Worldview Summit, I was a guest speaker in Colorado Springs. This young Charlie Kirk, he was only 18 years old at the time, but he stood out because he was 6'2", and the questions he asked were so probing. And he was asking, you know, surely we need to go into these university campuses and set up a table and a microphone and challenge the secular humanists and evolutionists on the campus, prove me wrong. And you could see the cogwheels moving in his mind, and he saw the need to take the biblical worldview that he had learned and to challenge in the university marketplace, in the marketplace of ideas in the public square. And Turning Point USA grew out of that. Well, Charlie Kirk is like exhibit A of the kind of graduates we'd want to come out of a biblical worldview summit. And so for 32 years, we've been running biblical worldview summits to prepare young people for a secular world, a hostile world, to know what you believe, to know why you believe it, to know how to defend it in argument, and most important, to know how to win fellow students, friends, neighbors, and family to Christ. And so we've got coming up in January this Biblical Worldview Summit, which I think is so important that young people have a crash course in how to understand the conflicts going on in the world today, to understand the world of ideas. Those who understand the ideas that rule the world will have an opportunity to affect the world of ideas. And if revival is the prayer of your heart, if you want to experience an encounter with the living God, if you want God to change your life so that you can be used to change some part of your world, then these kind of biblical worldview summits are ideal. It's to practically prepare participants to deal with the issues, the temptations, the pressures of life. Forewarned is forearmed. And when we are equipped with the facts and the skills needed to deal with humanism, Hollywood, evolutionism, and other secular anti-Christian ideologies out there, We can really make a difference. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so it's so important to understand and apply the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life, because everyone has a worldview which interprets everything that happens in the world. And not that every worldview is consistent, and not that everyone uses it consistently, but we're all influenced by a worldview, whether secular, humanist, Marxist, evolutionary, New Age. Each of these different worldviews are founded on ideas, and all ideas have far-reaching consequences. There's no such thing as a neutral idea. All ideas are an allegiance to one worldview or another. And we see much of the world becoming worse because most of the church are not practically involved in the daily battles on the streets and in the universities of our society. We are called to be salt of the earth and light of the world. We need to show the world that the Christian faith makes a positive difference in every area of life. It's really time to reclaim our Christian heritage and to demonstrate to the world the Bible has the best answers to society's most pressing problems. Economic, social, ethical, moral. The Bible has the answers to every one of the problems we have in the world, and much better answers than the secular, humanist, and New Age answers. And to demonstrate to the world that the Bible has the best answers to our most pressing problems, we need to understand the times to know what God's people should do. And so I have been running these courses now since 1990, and we've had people travel from far and wide to attend these Biblical Worldview Summits in Cape Town, which is coming up on the 2nd of January next. But we've had people coming from as far afield as Canada and from the Congo, from New Zealand and Nigeria. We've had people coming from Sudan and Swaziland, from Switzerland, from England, and from France, from Germany, from Russia, that people coming from Mozambique and Angola and Zambia and Zimbabwe, from Namibia and Botswana. And it's so important for us to know the world war of worldviews. And Dr. James Kendi, our good friend who founded Evangelization, he commented about the Biblical Worldview Summit, that the summit provides a solid spiritual foundation to help keep your child's faith secure when the storms of godlessness and unbelief confront him. So we've put forward a fun, balanced body, mind, and spirit program to really help young people not only understand the issues, but to be able to be a positive difference. There's sports, there's hikes, there's debating skills, games, there's variety of conferences, a range of things, everything from devotions through to good lectures. We've got a great creation science lecturer in Dr. Philip Stott. Dr. Philip Stott was called upon when the Cold War ended and the Berlin Wall collapsed and the Soviet Union folded. He was invited to Russia to speak in state universities. Now, this is a South African creation scientist and engineer. And Dr. Philip Stott was invited to speak to universities throughout Russia, where the entire faculty and all the students would gather, and he would be introduced normally by these words: we know that the communists lied to us about theology, about economics, about history. We wonder if they also lied to us about science. Please teach us about creation science. And Dr. Philip Stott would lay out the creation science presentations that often have a standing ovation at the end from all the faculty and students. I don't think that could happen in Western universities, but it's happened in Russian universities. And absolutely amazing that one of our people could get such a privilege to minister throughout Russia at the turning point where they were moving from communism and atheism to back to being an Orthodox Christian country. Well, we can literally change the world. And people who've been at our Biblical Worldview Summits have testified the best thing that ever happened to them, turning points in their life, absolutely brilliant, and best investments of time they ever made. The scripture makes it clear in Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Many of the universities in the world were founded by Bible-believing Christians and have that verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, over the entrance gates and even carved in stone on the side of the buildings. And yet they've long forgotten that, and many of our universities have become hostile to the Christian faith. But it doesn't have to stay that way. We can win many in our universities to Christ with the same biblical worldview that transformed Charlie Kirk and led to the founding of Turning Point USA. Well, we need a turning point South Africa as well to turn from atheism and skepticism to faith and to serving the Lord. So we invite anyone who's interested in preparing themselves or sponsoring their children or grandchildren to receive a in-depth, detailed preparation for how to handle a secular world, ideal for someone who's transitioning from high school to university. But it's good at any age to know what we believe and why we believe it, how to defend it in arguments, how to have a thoroughly biblical worldview and answers for the economic, ethical, and other challenges before us. So I'd encourage listeners interested to contact us at www.frontlinemissionsa.org. FrontlineMissionSA.org website, look at the events, and there's details about the upcoming Biblical Worldview Summit, the BWS, and how you can be involved. There's also the Great Commission course that follows for those who are keen on preparation for missions. But our phone number is 689-4480. My email is peter@frontline.org.za, peter@frontline.org.za. We love to hear from people who want to make an impact in their society. Thank you so much, Brad. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.